Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to the Project Life Mastery Podcast, where it's all about inspiring change and transforming lives. And here's your host. He's an Amazon best-selling author, six-figure blogger, internet marketer, and one of the top life coaches in the world, Stefan Palernos.
Hey guys, Stefan here from ProjectLifeMastery.com. This is my June 2014 monthly goals report, where every single month I give an update on where I'm at with all the goals that I set for myself at the beginning of the year. So right now I've got my iPad in front of me and I'm referencing the goals that I made public on my blog at the start of the year, January. And so you're going to want to make sure to go to the blog, follow along with the goals, and I'll give a more in-depth update there. But I'm going to quickly go through my goals and share with you guys what happened for me in June, where I'm at with my goals, and just important going-ons and some lessons that I learned. Okay, so the very first goal that I set at the beginning of the year, the most important one for me right now, has been to be 160 pounds at 6% body fat and compete in the WBFF on July 26, 2014. So this has been one of the biggest goals that I've been focused on, and things have changed a little bit with my diet and my training now that the fitness competition's coming really close now in July. But last month, I'll tell you guys where I was at, and I'll tell you guys where I'm at right now. So last month, I was 148 pounds at 6% body fat. And right now, as of today, I'm about 150 pounds at 6% body fat. And so the last few months, I've been really focused on leaning out, losing body fat, and it has been a struggle. I've been struggling with my diet off and on. As you guys probably know, I've shared in my blog for the last few months. Lesson learned, just trying to diet too long has some negative effects on the body. But my coach and I, we've kind of switched gears a little bit. And I've basically been having more food, more calories, about an extra 300 calories per day. And I think the purpose behind that is to still remain lean, the level of body fat that I'm at, but to start to restore some of the glycogen and kind of get my body in a place where it's a little bit bigger while still being lean so that I can look the best I can possibly be for this fitness show. So it's been actually a lot easier the last few weeks. My diet's been really spot on and everything. I traveled a week ago and I was in San Jose and my diet was flawless while I was traveling. So I'm really happy with the progress I've been making there. Fitness competition's coming up in 3 weeks now, 2.5, 3 weeks. So I'm really excited for it. And if you guys want to see the pictures of my progress and my transformation over the last few months, make sure to go over to the blog and I have pictures all the way from January to where I am today now in July. Okay guys, next goal, I'll easily complete a 7 to 10 day cleanse using the Total Wellness Cleanse by December 31st, 2014. So I haven't made any progress yet on this goal, but this is a goal that I'm going to have sometime after my fitness competition, because it's going to be nice to take a break from just all this training and eating the same foods and the same diet and everything. And I believe in just going on a cleanse every year just to restore your body and just kind of like give the body what it needs, you know, tons of raw food and just cleanse it out and everything. So that's going to be something I'm going to focus on more in the next few months. Okay, I'm going to go into my financial goals. So one, I'll easily be making $30,000 per month consistently by December 31st, 2014. Okay guys, turns out June was the best financial month that I've ever had in my entire life. And I didn't think this was possible because I wasn't expecting this until my bookkeeper sent me how well I did for last month. And I went over it and I was just shocked by the number. And I didn't believe it. I had to go through my PayPal account, my ClickBank account, my Kindle account, and actually see whether or not it was real or not. And for June, I made over $61,000. I don't have the exact number on me, but over $61,000. So I was blown away by that. I celebrated that. It was a pretty cool feeling. The month before, I made $43,419. So it was a big increase. The best financial month I ever had before that at any point has been around $50,000. So to make $61,000 was pretty big. I mean, I feel so blessed and privileged to be in this position. And you know what the crazy thing is, guys? You know, when I found that out, I did have a sense of like, wow, like this is amazing. And I celebrated, I jumped up and down and stuff. And I did that maybe for like 15 minutes and I shared it with some people and everything. But then after that, I was just like, all right, cool. Like, let's just get back into doing what I do, which is creating videos, creating content, just doing what I love. And I had an interesting experience the other day as well, where I gave this homeless person $20. And it was during the fireworks here during Canada Day, and she was in a really bad mood. She was this woman that came up and approached me, and I was going to offer to buy her a meal. And we were talking and everything, and I was asking her some questions, and she was sharing her night, and she was just in a really bad state. And when I gave her $20, it shifted like so fast, and she felt like so happy and excited, and she hugged me, and she said that she loved me. And I asked her what she's grateful for, and she shared this incredible story. And it really changed her life, I feel, in many ways. Even me just asking her what she's grateful for, and we had this positive conversation, because I told her, you know, just stay positive, and I gave her some advice, and she was totally open and receptive to it, which is great. But part of her belief was she didn't believe that she was even worthy of self-improvement or trying to change. And she gave me an incredible gift, as I gave her a gift. But that experience, honestly, was more rewarding to me and more fulfilling than anything else. And making a lot of money and having cool stuff is great, but I've always found that I get a deeper sense of meaning and happiness and joy and fulfillment when I'm contributing. And that was a really big realization for me, because more money in my bank account isn't going to make as much of a difference. It's what I can do and provide, because more than the amount of money, it's been the contribution I've been able to make to you guys and to other people that has really added the meaning to my life. You know, I was in San Jose a week ago for the Tony Robbins seminar. And at that seminar, I probably had over 10 people that just came up to me just to say thank you. And they've said, you know, thank you for your blog, your videos, or I follow your stuff. And it's an interesting experience, because when I create these videos, it's just like a weird relationship I have with my camera or with my computer. And it doesn't become more real until I'm actually meeting you guys and meeting people that are actually being positively impacted by it. And so to be able to see the impact and how people have changed their lives and appreciate just some of the videos and stuff that I do, that's what really makes me really fulfilled at the end of the day when I do this, because the amount of money that I make is really just a reflection of the amount of value that I'm providing. If you guys want to make more money in your life, provide more value. Do products, services, whatever it is. The more value you provide, the more successful and the more money you're going to make. Your income is in direct proportion to your contribution. So the more that you contribute, the more money you're going to make. And for me, that's really what it represents for me, which is really exciting. Let me jump back into my goals here. Okay, next goal, and I'll have a breakdown on the blog, just exactly different sources. One of the biggest reasons why I made so much was I did an affiliate promotion that I got paid for. That was like 2 months ago, and I got paid out for it about over $10,000. And just a few different promotions, and my coaching has been taken off, and a few other areas too. So, okay, next goal, I'll easily have saved at least $100,000 by December 31st. I achieved that goal back in May, and I've continued to be saving money and now looking at different ways that I can invest money as well. Business goal, I'll easily have published at least 100 video blogs on Project Life Mastery by December 31st, 2014. So this is a goal that I have fallen behind with, because I was focused on just so many things at once. But so in the month of June, I actually published 10 video blogs, which I'm really excited about. It's the most I've ever done in a month. And I was just cranking them out. Even when I was in San Jose, I was still doing video blogs, putting them out, you know, while I was at the seminar and everything. And I'll have links to all the ones below. But that puts me at a total of 46 video blogs that I've done this year, which is pretty exciting. And I want to focus more on that during the summertime here. And I've taken a step back in many ways from some other goals that I've had so that I can get really caught up on that goal. Number six, I'll easily launch my new money-making course by May 1st, 2014. So no progress has been made on that. That's on hold right now, and it's going to be something I'm going to focus more on near the end of the year. I'll easily launch my new Kindle service by February 1st, 2014. That's my done-for-you Kindle-ready book packages. I've actually launched that twice now. I launched it in June as well. That's actually another reason why I made a lot of extra money as well, because I relaunched that. And it's basically Kindle-ready packages that I've provided for people where I find a niche, you know, the keywords and everything. I come up with a great title for people. I have a great book that I provide for them, a great cover, a description, everything, so that people can just buy it directly from me if they want, publish it, and start making money from it. Because there's a lot of people that they don't want to go through those steps. They don't want to wait and find writers and all that sort of stuff. So I can just give that to people, and they can publish it, make money from it. And that's done really well, and I'm actually going to do it again probably here in July also. And every time I launch this, it sells out fast. Like, I usually sell 10 at a time, and it sells out in a matter of hours, which is really cool. So people have been enjoying that. I'll easily launch my own Kindle software by December 31st, 2014. So that's been a goal that I've been giving more priority now the last month or so. I've been working with software developers to help me develop a software for Kindle, getting Amazon reviews and stuff. And that has been coming along well. We're just in the testing mode, and it should be ready. I keep saying it's going to be ready in like a month, but who knows honestly when, so I don't even want to say. Okay, I'll easily launch my new coaching program by March 1st, 2014. That's been going amazingly well. Also, I've achieved that goal. I have my one-on-one private coaching, and I've also have my group coaching mastermind that I created as well. Now, my private coaching, I haven't been able to take on as many clients because my time's been very limited, and I've been trying to take on a lot less, especially during the summertime. And honestly, my rates continue to go up the more in demand that I become, the more valuable I become. But my group coaching mastermind is something that I'm really proud of that's been taken off, and it's more affordable, to be honest, for most people. And it's a better way that I can leverage myself and reach more people, because in the group coaching, we have, I think, around 10 members or so, and we do these webinars, and I basically answer everyone's questions and work with people and everything, give feedback. And it's really valuable. So if you guys are looking for coaching, because I have so many people that ask me about it, check out the Group Coaching Mastermind. You can get a lot of benefit and value, because I can, if you're into making money online, I can help you, I can definitely help you take you there a lot faster, because for the most part, people that are in my mastermind and people that I coach are the ones that get the best results that I've seen of anyone. So it's pretty remarkable. I'll easily complete Autoresponder Madness and implement what I learned into my business by March 1st, 2014. So that's a goal that's been delayed now for a while, and it's still honestly going to be delayed for a bit. Probably September, October, I'll get back into that. I'll easily launch the new design for Project Life Mastery by December 31st, 2014. That's my highest priority right now that I've been working on, is the new blog design. And it's been coming along well. I had to switch designers. It's been getting delayed for months. The new designers I have, they're more on the ball, but I find I've been being a perfectionist with this. And it's funny, because I did a video blog about not being a perfectionist, but there's just a few little tweaks and stuff that I'm waiting to get complete before I launch it. So hopefully that'll be finished soon. I'll easily write and launch a Kindle ebook by December 31st, 2014. I achieved that goal as well. This is my Kindle Marketing Secrets book. I'll easily launch my own physical product on Amazon by December 31st, 2014. So that's a goal that's still in progress, and that's going to be something I'm going to focus on more near the end of the year. Okay, some lifestyle goals. I'll easily move into the Sheraton Wall Center penthouse on the 48th floor in downtown Vancouver by February 1st, 2014. So I achieved that goal back in February. I'm actually outside the Sheraton Wall Center right now. I'll easily own and be driving a Corvette Stingray by December 31st, 2014. I achieved that goal in March. I bought the 2014 Corvette Stingray. Absolutely love this car. It's a lot of fun. I'll easily spend a weekend in Las Vegas by August 31st, 2014. So this is a goal that I actually shifted, because instead of going to Vegas, I decided that I was going to actually go to California for the Tony Robbins seminar. So I actually achieved that goal. I spent 5 days going to Unleash the Power Within with Tony Robbins. I actually brought my sister as my sixth or seventh time going to this seminar, and I loved it, guys. Every time I keep going to these events, my life just goes to a new level. I get new insights. I shared it with my sister. My sister's life transformed. I met a lot of great people that follow me on my blog. It was just an incredible experience. So if you ever get a chance to go to a Tony Robbins seminar, definitely do it. I'll easily spend 2.5 weeks in Bali, Indonesia by February 1st, 2014. I achieved that goal in January. I spent 2.5 weeks there. I'll easily travel to San Diego for the Traffic and Conversion Summit by February 1st, 2014. I achieved that goal also in January. I'll easily take a one-week vacation and travel somewhere by December 31st, 2014. Okay, so this was a goal that I was kind of unsure where I was going to travel to, and I was uncertain about it. And I decided that I'm going to Brazil. I actually already booked my tickets. July 29th is when I leave. I'm going to be there for about 2.5 weeks. Really looking forward to that. You know, really excited. It's right after my fitness competition, so I'll be able to enjoy myself and celebrate that. So really excited there. Okay, next goal, social and relationship. I'll easily go out and socialize and have fun at least 3 times per week by December 31st, 2014. So that's been going awesome as well. One of the biggest things that really changed for me in June, and honestly a bit before that, is I've now gone into a relationship. I met this incredible girl I've been seeing for about a month and a half, and it's been going amazingly well, and she actually is part of the reason why I'm going to Brazil, because she is in Brazil right now. She just left like a few days ago to go do a volunteer program for 2 months. And we've been dating each other now for about a month and a half before then, and just really wanted to make sure that we really liked each other and were committed to each other and wanted to be together. And it's been an incredible time just going on fun dates and adventures and experiences and sharing some of this stuff with her and getting really close to her. So I'm excited to go visit her in Brazil. She's honestly one of the most pure-hearted, genuine, authentic, loving, compassionate people I've ever met. And I've been getting a lot from her because she's helped me. She spends a lot of her life in contribution volunteering, and it's really shifted me in a lot of ways, because that's a core value that I have as well. So she's been encouraging me and inspiring me to do more of that, which has been great. I'll easily have a fun get-together party once a month at my penthouse by December 31st, 2014. So for June, I didn't have a party at my apartment, but instead I planned something, a barbecue with friends, which was great, at the beach. And we had tons of people come out. It was a lot of fun. Got to connect with people. Now that the weather's great, it's not as fun being indoors having a party. So it's taking advantage of the weather and getting out more. So I've been on track with that goal. Habits and personal development goals. I'll easily meditate 30 days in a row for 20 minutes at a time by December 31st, 2014. So this has been a goal that I put on hold because I was struggling with it. I didn't have much motivation to meditate. But funny enough, I've actually gotten into it now over the last week and a half or so since coming back from the Tony Robbins. And the reason is I learned this meditation technique from him called priming. And priming, I'll share with you guys real quick. It's you do this breathing exercise where you take your hands, okay, you take both hands, and you breathe in and out through your nose rapidly. So you go, and you do that 30 times, okay, and then you just close your eyes and you're meditating, okay? And when you're doing the breathing, by the way, you do that 30 times, breathing in and out from your stomach, okay, rapidly, taking in a lot of oxygen, and then you just meditate for 5 minutes, and then after that you do another 30 of those, and then you think about 3 things that you're grateful for. Okay, 3 things that you're grateful for. And 2 of the things have to be small things. Okay, 2 of the things have to be very small, like you're grateful for a raindrop. You're grateful for this iPad. You're grateful for a pen. You know, the littlest things, because you need to train yourself to be grateful for everything, even the little things. You do another 30, okay? And then you think about 3 things that you want to create in your life. So for me, I think about my fitness competition, a great relationship, business goals, maybe things you want to create on a daily basis, a monthly, a yearly, or a lifetime. And then you just kind of finish it off just by saying thank you and just asking for any healing that you need. And it maybe lasts for 10 or 15 minutes, however long as you want. But I've been doing that as a meditation process, and I've been drawn and compelled to do that, which has been really great. And another thing that's helped me with this too is reading a book called The Willpower Instinct. And this is a book just on willpower, and it talks about meditation, and I'm learning the benefits of it more now, which is, I think, why I'm more motivated to do it, because when you meditate, it helps build your self-control and helps build your willpower. So I'll mention more about that book in the blog and everything. So I'm on track with that, but I want to keep the momentum going because I've been doing that as a morning ritual every day. I'll usually go 30 days without biting my nails by December 31st, 2014. I achieved that goal in January, but to be honest, I've been falling off a bit with it, so I need to get refocused on that goal. I'll usually go through Tony Robbins' Personal Power 2 by February 1st, 2014. I achieved that in January. And I'll easily read at least 12 books by December 31st, 2014. I've read 7 right now, or actually I've read 8 right now. and I'm on my 9th book. The book that I'm reading right now, as I mentioned, is The Willpower Instinct. Really great book on just willpower, self-discipline, learning about, and it's been helping me specifically with my eating, because sometimes I've been falling off to my eating and it requires a lot of willpower. So great book if you want more willpower in your life. And I'll easily respond to friends and family members within 24 hours for 30 days straight by December 31st. I achieved that in January as well, and I've been doing really well with that. And my last goal is I'll easily perform one act of contribution every month, either volunteering, feeding families, donating charities, by December 31st, 2014. So I made a big shift in that, and actually putting more focus and priority on that. I feel a great sense of contribution through my blog, and that's the primary vehicle that I feel that I can share my gifts with people, make the biggest difference, and have the biggest leverage and impact. But I've been wanting to do things outside of that. And so I've been cultivating more the habit of just contributing and giving whenever there's a need for it in my city. You know, a homeless person, especially people that are providing value, and I also like talking to them too and just finding out about them or even buying them a meal. So I've been doing that. Another great organization that I've been more involved with has been Kiva, and I'm sure you've heard of it, kiva.org. And it's a great system because you can loan money, you can see what people are doing, they have businesses around the world, and you can loan money to them and they have to pay you back. And so I like that because I like to hear their story. I like the fact that they have to earn it. They have to provide value, which is great. And, so, and they're also accountable to paying it back as well. Other contributions I've been making too is just, you know, there's just some random things. You know, just on Facebook the other day I saw there's this girl who was in a car accident and was looking for help. And she was trying to raise money, I think, through a website called fundraiseme.com, or I forget the name of it. But I didn't know this girl, but I was really touched by the story, and I just wanted to give and contribute. So for me, it's incorporating contribution on a daily basis, contribution in little ways and also big ways, providing money, but also just in little ways I've been looking for as well, just appreciating people more and sending love and energy to everyone that I meet. You know, if someone's serving me at a restaurant, really just appreciating them for that and just saying thank you. And just making sure they really feel it and not just like, yeah, thanks, but just really giving that appreciation and that love, and just in a way, it's a contribution, I feel, in so many ways, when you just can change the way someone feels or make them feel appreciated in some way. So I've been really focused on that more, and it's been great, and I've got some more plans for contributing more and some ideas and now a better vision, I actually feel, for ways that I want to contribute more as well. So really excited about that. And I'll just kind of finish up with some lessons that I've learned back in June. You know, one of the biggest things that I struggled with over the last few months, and I've now helped fix that situation, has been overwhelm. Taking on way too much. And it's been a habit of mine. I love it. You know, it's helped me get to where I am. I love working. I love creating things. I love taking massive action, motivated and everything. But it got to the point where I was just taking on a lot more than what I could handle. And it was actually burning me out to some extent. And I was doing way too much coaching, for example. I was focused on too many goals and projects. And I had so much attachment to my goals that I had to get them done. I had to achieve them all. And I decided to take a step back and enjoy more and be more focused more on fulfillment and focus more on doing video blogs and just putting some of these goals on hold and focus on fewer things at a time. And then just tackling one project at a time. And it's okay if I don't get everything done. It's okay. I'll still get it done eventually, but it's not the end of the world. And one of the biggest shifts that I've had, that's been one of the best things for me, but really focusing more on fulfillment, enjoying my life, having fun. I really believe that's more what life's about. Achieving things is great. And if you're watching this right now, you've probably already achieved some incredible things in your life. You know, if you're making $30,000 a year, you're in like the top 1% of the world in earnings and everything. So you're doing already way better than most people on this planet. And I think what's missing for so many of us is just really being fulfilled and enjoying and being grateful and just loving life. And making sure you have a good balance of that is really important. And that's one of the biggest things that has shifted for me and one of the biggest lessons that I've been continuously reinforcing in my life right now. I'm going to have a few more lessons I'm going to share on the blog, but make sure to go over there and you can see all my goals in a lot more detail. And I want to thank you again for your support, for watching my videos. It's been fun. Hopefully you guys got some value from this. Just me sharing what's going on in my life. Hopefully it can inspire you in some way. just to stay hungry, stay committed to your goals, and make sure that you're regularly checking in with them and continuously taking action. So thank you for watching this video. I'll see you in the next one.
Thanks for listening to the Project Life Mastery Podcast. Make sure to visit the blog at www.projectlifemastery.com for more videos, podcasts, and articles that can help you take your life to the next level.